This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
The Bellas are suspended. You're being replaced by the European champions.
We are the sound machine.
If we win the world championships, will you reinstate us?
If you win it.
Ho-ho!
Bart and Bellas,
you are so tiny.
Guys, there's going to be some haters out there. They're going to look at us, Team USA, and be like, why is the most talented one Australian?
What an inspiration to girls all over the country who are too ugly to be cheerleaders.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm one of the many who actually adored Pitch Perfect when it came out 3 years ago. It was such a pleasant surprise with biting humor, likable characters, and a story just campy enough to get behind. However, Pitch Perfect 2 suffers from what many unintended sequels do. It's unfocused and simply not as good. In the new film, the Bellas are back and they're suspended from competition. However, they find a loophole that allows them to go to the World Acapella Championship and face off against the evil German acapella team. While the whole cast is back with notable performances by Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson, there's really only about half an hour of story in the mix. There's still some great laugh-out-loud moments, but there's also huge chunks of the film that recreate scenes from the first movie to pander to fans and others that see joke after joke fall flat. Its heart is in the right place, but Pitch Perfect 2 is a huge letdown from the first film, making it the American Pie 2 of acapella movies. Pitch Perfect 2 gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.